Good morning, friends. The current COVID pandemic has brought stresses into your workspace, into your life and work areas by way of job losses, losing one's identity due to remote working, the risk of COVID infection, and all of these result in severe uncertainty and stress. This podcast will be more than 10 minutes long, but I urge you to listen to this podcast till the end, as I will be sharing with you those mechanisms, those coping solutions to overcome your workplace stresses. Hello friends, welcome to my 32nd episode in this series on self-belief and confidence on my channel, The Ramukh Kumar Show. For my wonderful listeners, this show focuses on your belief systems to bring out the best within you and about working on your confidence by learning and acquiring other equally important skills. Through these podcasts, I share those learnings, those techniques, and the resources to inspire you and bring out your hidden abilities, talents, and skills for you to discover a better version of yourself. My name is Kumar Rajgopalan and I am your host for this show. I am a certified master trainer with a professional career of over 3 decades with Indian and foreign MNCs. This is my 32nd podcast today. The topic in the second of this two-part podcast is on the coping mechanisms to overcome workplace stress and bring about balance in your lives. Let's recap about the major contributors to workplace stress. Number one, limited control over your work area responsibility. Number two, unrealistic job demands. Number three, career ambiguity and job insecurity. Number four, less cooperation and support, whether from co-workers, juniors or superiors. Number five, lack of role clarity, or in some cases, conflicting roles. Number six, lack of transparency and poor communication. Number seven, working long hours without breaks and continuing on top of that to work at home. Number eight, no appreciation and severe imbalance of effort vis-a-vis your rewards and recognition. Number nine, discrimination of any form, be it gender, race, or sexuality. Number 10, and the last, the constant need to upskill, especially with regard to technological changes. And over 85% employees in the age group of 30 to 39 years are extremely vulnerable to this stress that severely affects their body, mind, behavior, and emotions. Let's get into the topic of the coping mechanisms. We all have compulsions of pursuing a job and making a career. The job income helps in fulfilling our desires, our aspirations, and lifestyle. So when the COVID pandemic causes a health crisis and also brings along with it workplace stress, naturally, you will feel all at sea, lost for solutions, and suffer anxiety attacks. It is equally important to know that you can overcome these anxieties and stresses by some very simple ways, even as you continue your remote working, maintaining your social distance, at the same time focusing on your career growth. Here are some simple strategies which you can follow to considerably bring down your workplace stress levels. Number one, schedule and prioritize. This is a great way to bring down your workplace stress levels. Here is how you can do it. Define your goals clearly by discussion with your superior. prioritize each task to achieve your goals and focus on those tasks that have the largest impact on your goals. And last but not the least, make a task list with clear deadlines. Number two, build positive relationships. Develop workplace friendships with people of another department also. Engage with your co-workers at fixed times at defined periods. Engage with friends and co-workers with weekend events that stimulate sharing of issues, engaging in creativity and problem solving. Having trusting relationships where you can share personal issues, your vulnerable side, all of which lead to bringing about a lasting relationship. The third step is to relook inwards, to relook at your habits. Get out of the perfection mode. Recognize that you can make mistakes and in the process, learn and grow. Start your day by having a good breakfast. Plan your workday activities with a can-do attitude and keep some spare time in the evening for yourself. Try and be mentally and physically off your work routines after the workday is over. Change into comfortable home clothes and enjoy time with your family. Acknowledge and be grateful to the people and for the things that you have in your life. Listen to music, comedy routines, motivational podcasts to fill your off work, evening or weekend times. The fourth step towards overcoming workplace stress is to start your own fitness routine. Exercise has been proven to be a natural stress buster, a great mind booster, and a fabulous mood elevator. During exercises, the exercise helps you to get your mind off from stress-related issues. You could also have health challenges with your colleagues. Do not sit for long stretches, get up and walk every hour. Have standing meetings or stand and attend meetings by using a high table. Walk around while taking calls or when participating in a voice meeting. The fifth step is to have a healthy and nutritious eating habit. Do not fight stress by reaching out for alcohol, smoking, and unhealthy fast foods such as pizzas, burger, etc. Have fiber-rich foods such as fruits and vegetables, superfoods such as dark chocolate and blueberries that contain mood stabilizers. Avoid caffeinated drinks, soda, red meat, cheese, snacking, alcohol, nicotine, and foods that are high in refined sugar. The sixth step towards overcoming workplace stress is to get adequate sleep. Lack of sleep will make you irritable. It reduces your capability to cope with stress and it also affects your mental balance. So do ensure that you sleep for 8 hours at least every day. Keep a fixed schedule for sleeping and getting up and observe this sleep schedule on all days, including the weekends. Switch off all equipments, whether it is a mobile, the TV, the laptop, or your iPad, at least an hour before you go to bed. If you have had a tiring day, a warm shower before sleeping will relax you. The seventh step is to change your perspective. Work on what you can control, such as habits, attitudes, emotions, instead of worrying about events which are beyond your control. Face problems with optimism and it will give you a lot of confidence. What we focus on invariably is what will be the reality. So focus on positive expectations and that will be your reality. Do not overthink and do not overreact. Reduce the time spent on news during this pandemic times as it only channelizes our thoughts towards fear and uncertainty. The eighth step is to have me time. a dedicated me time. Create clear boundaries between work time and home time. This will reduce potential work-life conflicts and stresses. Practice meditation or yoga or Zumba at home. Read paperback books on topics of your interest, but do avoid ebooks or books in soft form on the laptop. Plan the evening, go for a walk, or prepare the evening meal, or better, walk your pet, or do some home repairs, or use the evening time to connect with your friends. Find a hobby, do gardening, water the plants, do anything that will relax you. In summary, you must decide consciously to be optimistic, to be creative, to have an attitude of gratitude, to be self-compassionate, with the strategies shared with you for you to bring down your workplace stress levels. Follow your dreams and create magic within you for yourself at work and at home. In conclusion, I give you 3 C's to remember to overcome your workplace stresses. The first C is conflicts. Eliminate conflicts in your life. Second C is control. Exercise the right controls. And the third C is choices, for you to make the right choices. Thus, by eliminating conflicts, exercising control on your lives, you can make the right choices that will give you a stress-free and productive working life. I repeat, I give you 3 C's to overcome your workplace stress. The first C is conflict, the second C is control, and the third C is the choice. And by eliminating conflicts, you exercise control on your lives, and you can make the right choices that will give you a stress-free and productive working life. Thank you so very much for investing your time in listening to my earlier podcasts as well as this 30-second podcast. Next week, I will be back with another topic of interest. You can hear this as a podcast or as a video. And if you have not yet subscribed, this is the time for it. Click on the bell icon and the subscribe button so that you get the notifications once I upload another podcast. You can send me your views and your feedback on the voice message option or by posting them on my social media handles, which is shared in the description of this podcast. Please also generously share this podcast with your friends and within your family. This is Kumar Rajgopalan signing off for now. Stay safe, stay happy, stay smiling, and overcome your workplace stress with positivity. I will meet you again next Thursday. Till then, bye-bye, take care, and have a stress-free life.